Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Weather-related natural disasters, especially in North America, are prominent once again in the loss statistics for the first half of the year. In addition, there's been flooding in regions where it's extremely rare, such as Dubai, that according to a new report from Munich Re. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and I'm speaking today to Tobias Grimm. Tobias is head of climate advisory and NatCat data with Munich Re's Climate Change Solutions Department. Tobias, so glad you could join us today.
Yes, thanks for having me.
So, Tobias, what are some of the evolving natural catastrophe risks that you've been monitoring?
Well, we have seen another very costly first half year here in 2024. Losses are on the rise. We have seen overall losses with some $120 billion losses. Out of them, 62 were insured, so a little bit more of half of all losses were insured losses. And the main drivers for that were the severe convective storm season in the US. It was a very active season. We have seen way more tornado outbreaks than on average, 1,250 tornadoes as compared to 820 on average over the first half year. And that does result in lots of losses out of severe convective storms, thunderstorms, hailstorms, tornadoes. We have seen $34 billion losses out of the 62. So more of half of all insured losses globally were due to these severe convective storms in the US. On top of it, we've seen lots of regional weather extremes with floodings in atypical regions, regions where we haven't seen these kinds of order of magnitudes beforehand. For instance, in southern Brazil or also in the Middle East, you mentioned it already, John, in Dubai and surroundings was heavily affected. And we've seen also floodings in southern parts of China and in southern parts of Germany. And all of these were billion-dollar events, leading to an above average season first half year with respect to natural catastrophe losses globally.
What were some of the costliest natural catastrophe losses in the first half of 2024?
Well, the costliest natural catastrophe losses was an earthquake in Japan. It caused some $10 billion losses, and two of them, so 20%, was insured. And this is followed by the floodings in the Middle East region, United Arab Emirates, Oman, and these kinds of regions. Dubai was affected heavily with some $8.3 billion economic losses. Only a third or so was insured out of that. Third is a flood, the flood that has happened in Brazil with some $7 billion losses, and two were insured here. And then we've seen an US tornado series and an hail event. The most costly one was $5.9 billion losses, 4.5 was insured. And this is followed by the floodings that we've seen in Europe and in China. Both of them have contributed to $5 billion economic losses, US dollars, of course. That's the ranking by economic losses. And if you rank the losses by insured losses, the first two, the first four insured losses were all US SCS losses, so severe convective storm losses. And on number five is then the flooding in Dubai and surroundings with some $2.8 billion.
Tobias, are you finding any variation by region?
Well, in the Asian and Pacific region, the most costly event was the aforementioned earthquake in Japan, followed by the floodings in the Dubai region and in China. We've seen another earthquake that has hit Taiwan as well. So these were the key events for the Asian and Pacific region. From a humanitarian perspective, we have noticed the deadliest event in the APEC region as well. That was a landslide hitting Papua New Guinea with some 800 fatalities there. In Europe, the main events and the costliest events were floodings in Central Europe, in Germany in particular. So one bigger one and then a smaller one as well, more in the western part of Germany. And this is followed by a storm in the United Kingdom. US was dominated clearly by a very active severe convective storm season. So they contributed to the bulk of the losses for the US. But it's clear that now that the SCS season, at least the peak of the season, is over. Now we're heading towards both the hurricane season and also the wildfire seasons. And both of them, according to the climate projections, seem to be a very active season.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Tobias, what do you attribute these severe weather events to?
Well, there are lots of factors that contribute to severe weather events. I would just name the most relevant ones. First, it's the socioeconomic factors, and second, it's climate change. If I start with the socioeconomic factors, of course, the world has changed. That's what everyone takes notice of. Whenever there's a flooding, let's take the example of Dubai, the floodings there. If that event has happened a few decades ago, the losses would have been minor there and nothing as compared to what we've seen in 2024. So the world has changed. We have urban footprints that have expanded globally. Properties and assets have expanded. And whenever there's a hurricane or a wildfire that is affecting populated regions, that's for sure then that causes higher damages as it would have caused decades ago. On top of that, we see also and take notice of rising costs and of supplies and repairs. So inflation plays a role as well. We have aging housing stock in many regions. All of that contribute to that socioeconomic factors. And these socioeconomic factors, they make the majority for the increasing losses. But secondly, it's the topic of environmental changes, of climate change. Climate change is just a matter of fact. It's going on. We have seen over the first half year a global mean temperature that is 1.5 degree warmer compared to pre-industrial age. And this 1.5 degree may not sound a lot, but just to give a bit of a perspective, every degree of temperature, of mean temperature, does result into 7% more moisture that can be contained in the atmosphere. And this 7% more moisture does then result in higher energy, in higher precipitation amounts, whenever there's a severe convective storm, a thunderstorm that has more energy that can be released. And floodings and precipitation amounts will be higher with every degree of temperature increase that does result then in higher precipitation amounts, resulting in higher likelihoods for floodings. And that's what we have seen all over the globe. Severe weather extremes are happening. And we are closely collaborating also with the scientific community here. There are climate attribution studies out there, and these climate attribution studies try to link a single extreme weather event to climate change. This was not possible many decades ago. This is a pretty new discipline within climate science. And with these climate attribution studies, we really manage it to attribute a certain likelihood, a changing likelihood to climate change. And that's just pretty new. And that allows us, of course, to draw new conclusions that we do implement into our NatCat models.
So will this just be our new normal?
Well, the new normal is something that we have established over the last years or so as the order of magnitude of $100 billion insured losses globally due to natural catastrophe losses. We have seen this $100 billion threshold being exceeded over the last 7 years, 6 times. So in 6 years, we have seen that $100 billion threshold. In the first half year, we have already seen $62 billion. So that's, again, a lot. It's still too early to make loss projections on what we are going to see by the end of 2024. But still, the first half year has been a very costly year. And now we're heading towards the hurricane season where everyone is looking at the moment. And we have released also a hurricane outlook here. And that means that we are expecting a very active hurricane season this year. This is driven by again, climate change plays a role here. This is driven by sea surface temperatures that are way higher than usually. And higher sea surface temperatures are increasing the likelihood for the formation and the development of tropical cyclones that can then turn into hurricanes. And we do expect for this year 23 named storms in the North Atlantic. 12 out of these 23 will be with a hurricane strength, and 6 out of the 12 will be a major hurricane. That's according to our forecast, and there are lots of other institutions that have released similar orders of magnitude. So that's what the market is expecting this year.
So how are insurers and reinsurers responding to this, Tobias, or how should they be responding?
Well, I think it's a joint effort, right? So we as insurance industry, we have a lot of knowledge. We have rich knowledge of data and expertise. We have, as Munich Re, we have released our first early warning alert already in the 70s, so 50 years ago. And since then, we've been collecting data on natural catastrophe losses globally, and we draw our conclusions and always add new insights into the market. So we have lots of knowledge and expertise and intelligence here, and that's what we use to raise the awareness in the markets that the topic of NatCat and climate risks accordingly is well understood and is going to be improved more and more. So this topic of risk awareness, I guess, is something that we as an industry can really contribute here significantly. At the other hand, it's not only about the risk awareness. It's also about preventing from future losses. So we need to adapt ourselves. And that's a joint effort between the insurance industry, between the governments of the world, and also the individuals, the insureds at the end. We should do the utmost to reduce future losses. That's what we should do. What does it mean? This does mean, for instance, that we should discontinue from developing land and properties in areas that are highly exposed. So that's the underlying reason of many trends that we're seeing an upward trend here whenever possible. And we should do also the utmost to implement prevention measures such as flood protection measures, river zoning systems. All these kinds of things are important, are paramount to get a better idea on where the rivers can really break dams and affect properties and assets. That's what everyone wants to avoid. We should make the rivers safer in a way that we give them space in case there are torrential rainfalls. All these kinds of things, they need to happen in order to reduce future losses.
Tobias, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you.
That was Tobias Grimm, Head of Climate Advisory and NatCat Data with Munich Re's Climate Change Solutions Department. And I'm John Weber for AM Best TV.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.